Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to another episode of Spirit Connection Podcast, March 2nd, 2022, 3222. I'm just saying, I'm excited. DougAddison.com is my website. Check me out on social media. My IC Enlightened Connection team is in the chat room because this is first of the month, the first episode, the first Wednesday of every month. I've been releasing a prophetic word of the month for a number of years. My goodness, well over 10 years, I think. Been live streaming for a number of years. But you can put your questions in. We value them, and it helps us understand the needs that you might have, and we develop messages and trainings based on them as well. Sometimes I get a chance to do Q&A, but right now I felt an urgency to just really focus in on the ministry time of the prophetic care and release the spirit of prophecy. And so I'm excited for the prophetic word for March, which is called Get Ready for Strategies from Heaven. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, for the spirit of prophecy. We thank you that prophecy, dreams, and visions are going to become more prevalent, deeper understanding. We ask that you would release a powerful anointing that's going to open the heavens in Jesus' name. Amen. Good thing is you don't have to be a prophet. This is so powerful. We're in a season that everything is available to you. We're in a time of Swiss Army knives. Whatever you need. Jesus was that way. His disciples were. Whatever you need, you have. The Lord is starting this month to release new assignments and instructions that's gonna unfold more over the next few months. Habakkuk 2:2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision and make plain on tablets that those who read it may run with it. There you go, tablets. You know, it could be an iPad or Kindle Fire. I'm just saying, the Bible is very, very relevant. Jesus comes back on the cloud, you know. It does say that he's on a cloud. And there's a powerful, powerful release right now. Don't get me started on this. The Lord is releasing in a new understanding. Be prepared to write it down. What God's saying, watch for dreams and visions to increase and get ready for the Lord to speak more clearly and especially with wisdom, practical strategies on how to respond. You know, we're entering into this time of sudden turnarounds. Proverbs 13:12 it talks about this. God's going to first, he's going to heal a condition called hope deferred, aka hopelessness. Maybe you don't feel that much hopelessness. Maybe that's too strong of a word, but I tell you, he's going to pull people out of this time. Proverbs 13:12 in the message, unrelenting disappointments can leave you heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. This is the quick turnarounds we're going to see, and he's going to release you from these things, from those. The Lord is healing broken hearts and discouragement. He's also taking these disappointments, and especially the disappointment of not being able to hear the Lord accurately. He's changing things right now. He's going to bring some personal healing to you. And many people who have been concerned, maybe you've been wondering why, or if you can even trust the ability to hear the Lord right now. Maybe you didn't trust some of the prophetic words that you may have heard over yourself or others might not have come about, but the Lord said, don't worry about that. I'm going to work something out. I've got it worked out right now. You can expect change in the area of hearing God, especially once you push through this cloud of discouragement. And so the Lord is making a way for you to break through, and he's going to meet you on the other side of this cloud of obscurity is what I seem to see it as. It's like, well, we know the truth and everything, but everything hasn't lined up. Here's another version. I like this Proverbs 13:12. Let's break the hope deferred. Makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of light. Watch for the Lord to break off the heart sick, being maybe brokenhearted. I tell you, he's going to bring some longings fulfilled. He's going to answer some prayers. Things are going to start happening. Might not look like what you think, but he's going to start answering some of the long-term prayers that people have had. I've started to see it happen in my life, but it is a little bit different, and it's going to be encouragement. First of all, let's take a look deeper in this word. Spiritual discernment is going to increase. Matthew 13:16, Jesus says this, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear." He wasn't talking about physically, right? He talked about the spiritual seeing. You don't have to be a seer. You don't have to be a prophet. Expect to get deeper understanding into your situation and those around you. The Lord is increasing your ability to see and hear in the spiritual realm. And he's healing the attacks of the enemy on your ability to hear and know and understand. And I love this part. This one is Matthew 13:14. Jesus says this, "You will be ever hearing and never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving." In verse 15, "For the people's hearts have become calloused or hardened, and they hardly see with their eyes, they hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, they might hear with their ears, they might understand with their heart, and I would heal them." Wow, that's powerful. We've been walking through this. See, this is the season. You want to know where we're at right now with the prophetic and the ability of God is Matthew 13:14-15. But the good news is the Lord is bringing a healing. It wasn't anything that you did that got you here. It was seasonal. It was actually global. And I released this little part of this word last year, 2021, I believe. But the Lord said, bring this back out and start talking about this again, because this is it's happening right now. Jesus talked a lot about having eyes that see and ears that hear. And if you look at this, you need a heart that understands. And so the eyes, ears, and the heart go together. He's doing something right now that's going to give you some healing that you need to be able to understand what you're hearing, to be able, first of all, see, hear, and understand. In Matthew 13:11, Jesus replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven been given to you, but not to them." Whew. Here's another good verse. I love this verse. I've camped out on this verse for so many years. I've always said, I remember years ago, you know, I had a prophetic gift all my life. I didn't know it. And I had to work this in, and I've been crying out Matthew 13:11 for years. Lord, give me the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. It's been given to you. And this is a time in which the Lord's going to reveal the secrets of the mysteries of the kingdom, the secrets of heaven. You know what it really boiled down to my life? Love. It boiled down to love. That was a mystery. Once I align love, once I align the perfect love, loving God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus said, everything lined up, my full healing came. That was the mystery that I needed. Right now, maybe there's a mystery. I had another one to get out of debt, you know, and we were a mess. We got all these mysteries. We got another mystery. I'm going to release some of this right at the end of the year, especially the getting out of debt part of the getting ready. And, you know, as a prophetic person, I want to tell you, you don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a seer, especially these days. The Lord is pouring out. He said, "I'm going to pour out my spirit out on all flesh," in Acts 2:17. The Lord is going to remove the things that have stopped you from seeing and hearing the Lord clearly. There's a spiritual discernment that's going to increase. That's the understanding of the heart. And again, this is not for prophets. This is, if you are, it's great. If you're prophetic, you're going to go to a new level. We're all prophetic. We are all prophetic. You all have access to the Holy Spirit, and he's the one that's prophetic. Jesus was very prophetic. And what would Jesus do? I tell you. So here's the big one. For the month of March, the Lord is opening strategies from heaven. Oh boy, powerful, powerful download. And again, the Lord is outside of time. And with the internet, we're virtual now. So you can tap into this no matter what. You know, don't worry about timelines here. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and bless the work of your hands. And you will lend to many nations and borrow from none. Oh, my goodness. That's a power. Deuteronomy 28:12. Write it down. Put it on your refrigerator or your Bible, whichever you go to more. Put it on your mirror. Get this in your spirit. Begin to, you need to decree this. Deuteronomy 28:11. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and bless the work of your hands. Whatever you're doing. Once I grabbed hold of this, he said, he told me, you know, back in my 30s, I remember I was preaching at the mission, you know, my old church wouldn't let me preach, you know, I didn't, it wasn't their fault or anything, but I was preaching in the mission in San Francisco to the homeless. I knew I had this call of God in my life. I knew I didn't know how to get there. And I was working in a job that I really didn't like. I was a credit manager. And nothing wrong with that, credit people. I was a bill collector, and I really did not like my job, even though the Lord blessed me. Then he said, once I got into this, I understood it. He says, I want to bless the work of your hands currently. And once you get to this place, the Lord's saying this, once you get this place to say, all right, Lord, use me where I am right now, then he's going to catapult you. He's going to slingshot you. So watch for the Lord to release blessings in unusual ways, unexpected ways. And now, this is financial, but it's also, you got to understand, financial doesn't just mean a check in the mail, which is, I'm not rejecting a check in the mail. I'm saying Linda and I, you know, in our marriage, we've been married over 26 years now. We got married for the purposes of the ministry. We did six cross-country moves. We were part of some church plants and startups. And we had bought this Honda CRV at our first church plant in Ohio. And we bought this, I think it was in 98. We bought it in 99 at the, you know, used car lot. And I tell you that I kept wondering, what is wrong? There should be, you know, it should be wearing out. We took it to the shop and said, you know, the brakes brakes should be changed. My goodness, it's got a lot of miles on it. And I'm thinking something's wrong with the mechanic. And the Lord said, no, I am blessing you. Your shoes are not wearing out. Your brakes are not wearing out. He'll do this. I tell you, he'll do this. It's provision. Provision is amazing. He's releasing provision. But the Lord wants to send blessing with provision. It's going to get you to the next level. Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord will send blessing on your barns and everything that you put your hand to. The Lord will bless you in the land he's giving you. You know, the storehouses on earth have been depleted because of the pandemic, because of all the weird stuff going on. I tell you, don't complain about it. Let's do something about it. Step up. The Lord is releasing solutions from heaven. He's releasing strategies from heaven to bring you into a time of financial blessing. We need to develop flows of finances. I love that. FOF. Flows of finances so that we can help a hurting world. We can be out of debt. We can do this. You know, we can need to develop new businesses, new ministries. We need to raise up money for the tragedies. You know, what cities are being wiped out. Stuff's happening. We can't expect the government to do everything. You know, as the Church of Jesus Christ, or, you know what I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying, the churches with a big C, but also as a believer. The Lord's going to start moving on business people, and you might not even know you're a business person. You don't have to be a business person in this. He's going to start sending you blessings to get you out of debt. He's going to position you for what's ahead, because we have global revival that's just ahead of us. I tell you it is. And he's going to be, Joseph anointing is being released, but it's being released on those the least expected. You ever see a kid suddenly they're on the news that they raised, you know, thousands of dollars as a fundraiser, you know, for some type of cause, even though they're 10 years old. That's the Joseph anointing. And I tell you, the Lord, you don't have to be a business person to get this. He wants to do something, and especially right now, the month of March. Now, March is a special time for me. The Lord has always moved in my life in March. It is my birthday. I'm not saying that to get anything. You know, I'm just saying that he's always moved in my life in March. And right now, I feel like there's some new gifts coming. He told me to say, listen, 7 weeks of preparation is happening right now. You know, when I got this word, I had to look at the calendar. It's one of those words like 7 weeks. Okay. I'll do the math. Well, I guess it's around April 15th. You know, I'll round off. And I start looking at, actually, 7 weeks is April 15th. It's the start of Passover. And this year, the Lord's going to release greater breakthroughs. You know, Passover, if you haven't heard my message, Passover happened, original Passover, when Moses was trying to get the Israelites out of the 400 years of slavery. He was trying to break them free from Egypt. He was trying to get them out. And the Lord gave him a strategy. And they created Passover because of this, because the spirit, it wasn't just death, but there was a spirit of, I forgot what it was, but there was a spirit of death especially passed over those who put the blood on the doorpost, which represents Jesus. So they created the Jewish holiday called Passover. But you see, it's not just the beauty of Passover is getting your strategy to get the spirit of death and the spirit of the world to pass over you. So in Isaiah 31:5, the Almighty will shield Jerusalem, and he will shield it and deliver it and pass over it and rescue it. Passover. Isaiah 31:5 is where Passover is. It's there. You need to ask the Lord, especially over the next 7 weeks. Lord, give me some Passover strategies, you know, to get out of debt, to get ready for what's happening. So here's some tips on how to prepare over the next 7 weeks. First of all, don't get caught up in the negative flow on the internet or what's out there right now. I'm telling you, this is a time to go on a negativity fast. Step away from negativity, especially for the next 7 weeks. 1 Peter 4:7, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and sober-minded. Don't focus on the end of all things. The end of all the tragedies are here for people who want to get out. Therefore, be alert, sober-minded, that you can pray. And above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. I'm going to say it again. Therefore, be alert, sober-minded, that you may pray. So we want to be in an attitude of prayer and alertness. And above all, Peter says, love one another deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. So one of the things is to follow that. Go on the negativity fast, you know, fast from that. Also begin to replace it with love. Break the spirit of fear that's over things. And in fact, we're going to be doing a spirit of fear challenge very soon this month, the month of March, overcoming the spirit of fear challenge to help people to break out of this. We need to release the opposite spirit to change things. Instead of fear, we need to declare faith and trust in the Lord. Instead of sickness, we need to declare total healing. Instead of violence, we need to step away from those arguments and disagreements and release peace, peace to the streets, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Jesus actually had a powerful peace. When he said to the storm, he spoke to the storm, peace, be still, and it did. So there's a peace that can actually shake things into place. We need to get into that. Another thing, some keys to prepare for the next 7 weeks is praise and being thankful is the key. Matthew, no, I think it was Acts 16:25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. They'd been thrown in prison and to the Lord. And then other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake that shook the foundations of the prison. And the prison doors flew open. And their chains fell loose. I tell you, we are in a season right now that we can get a breakthrough through prayer. A breakthrough through praise. There's a breakthrough anointing right now over singing in the Spirit, worshiping. I plugged in. I had to go buy another TV for my office here because I have YouTube worship going all the time. I used to just have my Amazon. I don't want to say her name because she's going to answer. I have my Amazon music playing, which I still do. But something about being visual, the Lord said to me. And so I got a little small smart TV in my office here. And I started just having YouTube worship on all the time. And there's something that's shifting things. It shifted the spiritual atmosphere over my house, over my home office. It's shifting the spiritual atmosphere over me. And I tell you, the Lord is going to move over the next seven weeks. If you're finding yourself that you want to get angry or complain or grumble, release it with blessings. And finally, Philippians 3:13, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead. I want to encourage you to be hopeful. Step out of that season, especially the next 7 weeks. We're moving our way into Passover. And Lord, I pray for this is a powerful prophetic word. I pray that you would open the heavens. I pray that you would release the breakthrough anointing. I pray that you would release strategies from heaven to get out of debt, to get aligned for the time. I pray that we could become the head and not the tail. I pray, Lord, that we could become the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. DougEdison.com, my website. You can take a look at, we have the Breaking Fear Challenge that's coming forward. I don't have it yet. I record this a couple days in advance, but my team's working on it right now. Be watching for the Breaking Fear Challenge. Also consider giving to what we do, DougEdison.com/give. And we're actually an online church. Most people don't know it, but you can become a partner, and we have a church. It's not like a church. It's actually, I hate to say that because it's not church, but you know what I mean. It's a community. We have an online community, and we have a whole setup with an online private website, and we use a Facebook page as well. We're about to launch a new portal, basically, that's going to, people who don't like Facebook, that's going to take us to the new level. We got some cutting edge stuff going on, and a Zoom meeting every month. And this is the community meeting, and myself and my team prophesy, but she can always put in, we have a pastor, or she's a coach, you could become part of the community and be totally cared for here. DougEdison.com. I'm excited for what's coming. Don't be discouraged by any type of news. I tell you, God's going to take anything and everything. He's going to turn it around for good. And it's time to trust him. Keep moving forward. Don't look back. God bless you. See you next week.